We do child dedications not because there's something directly commanded in the scripture, but because it's important for parents to be reminded of their responsibilities. And so as parents, we want to remind you as well of your responsibilities as you see what Anthony and Kristen are doing here this morning. We find the story in Samuel, where Samuel's mother is seeking a child and finally receives one. We discover then that she comes to know that this child is a gift from the Lord. And so as she weans this child, it's then described how she took this child up to Samuel, the local prophet, and she says, "Ah, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here praying to the Lord for the child. This boy I prayed for, and the Lord has given me my petition." And then it says, most importantly, "So I have dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord." And they worshiped the Lord there. Samuel's mother understood that the child was a gift from the Lord, and that he was to do God's bidding. In a sense, this passage is a passage of stewardship about the things that God gives us and puts in our lives, and the importance of us taking care of them like treasures that they are. The psalmist writes these words, "Every creature in the forest and the cattle on a thousand hills are mine, says the Lord." What does that include? It includes everything that we are and everything that we own ultimately belongs to God. Everything He has made, they belong to Him. And children are a gift from the Lord. And we are to be caretakers of these treasures that God gives to us. I think, in my personal opinion, that they are the greatest gift outside of the gift of salvation that God gives to us. Isn't that probably true? Pretty right. And therefore, probably the most important aspect of stewardship that we have. We are to be stewards, good stewards of the things God gives us, including our children, to raise them in fear and trembling before God. And we have responsibility to lead and disciple our children. And we have also to acknowledge that it is a blessing to be born to Christian parents. And that Alexander has already been graced immensely. Should be also to recognize that Alexander's grandparents and great-grandparents are present today to witness this and to stand for what Anthony and Kristen are doing as well. So in light of this, I have three questions that I will ask Anthony and Kristen, and then one that Jim will ask of the congregation. Would you please signify Anthony and Kristen by saying "we will"? Do you recognize your role as stewards and caretakers of Alexander before God and realize the great yet wonderful responsibility that God has given to you? Will you pray for Alexander McNall Tobias? And do you give him to Christ for God to do it as He wills? Anthony and Kristen, will you commit yourselves to raise Alexander McNall Tobias in the fear and admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ? And finally, will you involve him in the lives of the people of God and raise him in the Christian church? And as God grants him grace, lead him to personal faith in Christ and baptism when the time comes. Well, bless you for that confession.
Providence Church, family and friends, it's your responsibility to see that they follow through with this. Will you see that Anthony and Kristen keep this commitment? Will you pray for Alexander and be good examples for him? Congregation, if you agree, signify by saying, "We will."
We will.
We're going to pray now for Alexander and for his parents. I'll start that and ask you to join in. Father, you have designed your institution of marriage to provide godly seed, godly offspring. We know that the principal design of the family is therefore to propagate the faith in our children. In fact, our primary field of evangelism may be our own family. We know that the world has designs on our children. Our public schools increasingly indoctrinate our children in the humanist faith and worldview. They prepare our children to be sexually promiscuous. Our universities delight in destroying the Christian faith. We pray that you will prosper Anthony and Kristen in this undertaking. We pray that they will bring Alexander up in a godly way. We know how important the body of Christ is to creating a like-minded group of believers to support that training and encourage our brothers and sisters. We pray your help in making us as faithful supporters of child training as we ought to be.
Lord Jesus, bless this child, give him good health, and most of all, good faith. Grant him the gift of belief, of faith, that he might follow you all the days of his life. Bless this home, Lord Jesus, in service to you, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our King and our Lord. In whose name we pray. Amen.